This podcast was recorded Thursday, August 11th at 10:40 a.m. Things may have changed by the time you hear it.
Yeah, like we'll all celebrate that gas is less than $4 a gallon. Oh, wait, it is.
A year ago, if we were paying $3.89 a gallon, we would be so mad, and now we're throwing a party.
It's amazing.
Let's talk politics. This is Snolly Goster, WOSU Public Media's weekly look at Ohio politics and those shrewd Snolly Gosters who travel out of state to raise money to look for votes back home. I'm Steve Brown.
And I'm Mike Thompson. Coming up in the podcast, event management, or should we say mismanagement, earns our Snolly Goster of the Week award. But first, we have all been waiting for J.D. Vance to reappear back on the campaign scene. Well, he has resurfaced.
The prodigal son, J.D. Vance, with 100 days or so until Election Day. We are seeing more of J.D. Vance showed up at the Ohio State Fair last week. He's been doing more interviews, interviews aside from the ones that he has done most of the summer with Fox News.
And he has a new TV ad out, his first in months, and during those months, it was his opponent, Tim Ryan, who was all over the airwaves. Anyway, here is J.D. Vance's reintroductory ad.
Our family story is an Ohio story. My husband, J.D., grew up in Middletown, and things weren't easy. His mom struggled with addiction, and his dad wasn't there. But J.D. was lucky. He was raised by his loving grandmother, and he served his country as a Marine in Iraq. He's an incredible father, and he's my best friend. J.D. shared his family story in Hillbilly Elegy, and he wants for Ohio what Ohio gave him, a fighting chance.
I'm J.D. Vance, and I approve this message.
The ad features Vance's wife sitting at a kitchen table, cute pictures of J.D. Vance as a kid hugging his grandmother. There's a picture of him in his Marine uniform, a video of him playing with his kids and kissing his baby daughter. A basic introductory ad.
Yeah, with 3 months to go before the election.
No, it's not in the ad. No mention of Donald Trump. No
right.
Mention of the radical left. But it's a good ad. But it's odd that he is introducing himself after that bitter, bitter primary that he went through in the spring.
As predictable as the butter cow and pork tenderloin sandwiches at the Ohio State Fair. The Republican nominee is drifting back toward the middle after a race to the right, and it is odd to see a reintroductory ad this close to the election. We are still 3 months away, so it's not that close, but it's strange, and it's probably poll tested, and it's probably effective, and you can hear the heartwarming music, and it's a very positive ad. There's no mention of Tim Ryan. There's no mention of Joe Biden. It's a very much a, I'm J.D. Vance, and I want to keep this positive right now.
Yeah, it accomplishes two things. Basically, it counters the ads that say he's from San Francisco, that he's not from Ohio, so it reinforces his Ohio roots. And his wife seems to be talking to suburban women who may not be all that fond of Donald Trump and may look unkindly at J.D. Vance's alliance with Donald Trump. So it's a way to sort of blunt some of the criticism that Tim Ryan has been throwing his way.
Yeah, and a lot of that criticism is probably directed toward suburban women. When you talk about, like, J.D. Vance has compared abortion to slavery. He has said that, I think it was a little blown out of proportion, but certainly still a gaffe, where he said that he insinuated that women should stay in violent marriages to keep their marriages together. Things that were very understandably angry, made suburban women and women in general, and advocates for women and advocates against domestic abuse and survivors, it made them angry. It made abortion rights advocates angry. And so, yeah, it makes complete sense that he's doing his best to appeal to a very large and very important block of the electorate.
We should also mention that J.D. Vance's campaign did not pay for the ad. It was paid for by the National Republican Senatorial Committee. It worked with Vance's campaign, as we have reported, and as the campaign finance documents have shown, that Vance's campaign has struggled to raise money. He raised, in the last quarter, he raised $2.3 million. That's less than a third of the $9 million that Tim Ryan raised. It is an ad, but it's not by the Vance campaign. We will see more.
Yeah, he's struggling to raise money outside of his buddy Peter Thiel, the founder of eBay and PayPal. Where's Tim Ryan right now?
He's touring the state, doing a lot of campaign events. We get the press releases that he's in
right.
various locations around the state. He's doing just a lot of, you know, shoe leather campaigning. He's still on the air. He's running a negative ad criticizing J.D. Vance for allegedly using money from a nonprofit designed to help combat the opioid addiction crisis to bolster his political career. Probably a grain of truth there, but probably just a grain. But he's been on the air. He's got a lot of money. He spent $10 million last report on TV advertising.
Do you think he still has momentum? Do you think I know that JD was considered the early favorite in this race, and I think that gap closed a bit over the summer. Maybe some of that is just public perception because JD Vance largely went away. But do you think JD is chipping away? I mean, these ads are very early.
Yeah,
and
it's still August.
And there's some, you know, the Republican base is angry about the Trump raid at Mar-a-Lago. We have not heard JD Vance mention that.
No, he has.
Oh, has he? I'm sorry,
yeah.
I missed that.
Well, first on the momentum thing. Tim Ryan has his work cut out for him. This is a Republican state. Trump won here by 8 points. This is a red state. So he has J.D. Vance has a built-in advantage just because he has an R next to his name. And so Tim Ryan has to make up for that. That's why he's running clearly in the center, trying to appeal to moderate Republicans, independents, and conservative Democrats. So it's going to be hard for Tim Ryan to break into that. But he has, by most accounts, even from Republican strategists, Tim Ryan has done a very good job of getting out early, getting his name out there, introducing himself to voters, because he's going to face the Biden drag. Biden's unpopular. There are economic issues to overcome, inflation being the biggest. It's the first midterm after the Democrats won the White House. It's going to be a tough road for Tim Ryan, and given that plus J.D. Vance's built-in Ohio Republican advantage, this race is at best going to be tight for Tim Ryan.
Yeah, and I did misspeak. I did know that J.D. Vance had chimed in on the situation in Mar-a-Lago. He said, quote, little to add on the details of the raid on Trump's home. It is disgraceful and unprecedented. The question is, what comes next? We either have Republic or we don't. If we don't, the people who have politicized the FBI in recent years will face investigation and prosecution. So a lot of those Republican buzzwords that are being thrown around now, unprecedented.
Disgraceful, unprecedented was in the talking points that everybody
said. Bob Poduchik sent out the same press release from the Ohio GOP.
Over and over and over again. And it's a way to fire up the Trump base. And it seems to be working. Trump is back in the good graces of the Wall Street Journal and the New York Post, and presumably Fox News has been all over it. Tim Ryan, he had a statement. He's keeping an open mind, and he's not, notably, mentioning Trump by name. He said in his statement, quote, no person is above the rule of law. It is my hope that this investigation delivers the accountability and justice we need to heal and move beyond this dark chapter in our country's history. So it's kind of a very milquetoast statement.
He did tweet, trouble in Mar-a-Lago, J.D.?
Yeah.
So that was obviously...
He's tying J.D. to Trump,
which
he's going to do.
Yeah. The Trump endorsement still has some power to it. We saw the Trump-endorsed nominee in Wisconsin this week win there, Tim Michaels. It's up and down with Trump, right? There's a scandal, and then he's popular again. There's a scandal, and then he's popular again.
Looking at this campaign and the geography of Ohio, I can't help but think that early on anyway, both campaigns think that Youngstown, the Youngstown area, Tim Ryan's home district, home area, is going to be the deciding factor in this race. Mitch McConnell's group is running an ad that can only run in Tim Ryan's congressional district. So it cannot run statewide. So they're putting money into advertising just for that area. And J.D. Vance is holding a rally in Youngstown with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
And possible Trump opponent, DeSantis.
And so he's very popular among Trump supporters, as long as he stays in good graces with the former president, I guess. But that could be geography, because DeSantis is also going over to Pennsylvania to help out the Senate candidate there. So it could just be he just wanted a quick two-for-one trip. But you have to think that the Mahoning Valley, Youngstown, that could be where this race is won and lost, because it's Tim Ryan's district, but it has swung towards Trump in recent years. You got to figure the cities and the suburbs are going to probably lean towards Ryan, and it's the rural areas of Ohio that are going to lean towards Vance. It could be the Youngstown is the deciding region.
One of the closest Senate races nationwide you would think to watch at this point. We'll certainly see what happens in November. We'll be right back.
Support for WOSU podcasts comes from listeners. You can give at WOSU.org. Thank you for supporting digital content from WOSU Public Media.
Welcome back to Snollig Oster from WOSU Public Media. Going to be a short episode this week. We are moving on now to our Snollig Oster of the Week Award, which we give out to the shrewdest politician of the week. We had a tough time this week. It might not be that shrewd, but it is certainly a political goof. It appears organizers of a rally featuring J.D. Vance and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, which we've already mentioned, did not check on the availability of the venue before announcing that event.
Dope! WKBN Television in Youngstown reports the pro-Trump group Turning Point USA announced the August 19th rally would happen at the Maronite Center, an event venue in Youngstown. The venue started getting calls for more information, and they were confused because on August 19th, the Maronite Center is hosting a festival which will occupy the entire property, and it is not the J.D. Vance Festival.
We have to say we're confused as to how this happened, because as soon as you go on the center's website, there's a big banner up top that says, "Is my date available? Find out now." And apparently the group had one date in mind. They changed the date without checking with the owner, and lo and behold, the new date could not work.
So Turning Point is now looking for another venue. No doubt they will find one. But for basically sending out wedding invitations before booking the reception hall, Turning Point USA gets our Snollig Oster of the Week Award.
If you have a suggestion for next week, you can email it to us at snolligoster@wosu.org. Also, be sure to leave us a good review on iTunes or wherever else you get your podcasts. Until next week, for our audio producer, Eric French, and our digital producer, Michael DeBonis, I'm Steve Brown.
And I'm Mike Thompson for Snollig Oster from WOSU Public Media.